So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom time. We are almost officially, I can feel that starting gun, ending into the actual voting in New Jersey starting tomorrow. And I see a rally with Rich and Matt Rooney over there in South Jersey. I think it's Gloucester County. But we have with us the architect of one of the greatest events of the last 5 years here that I've been associated with at Mammoth down there in North Wildwood. Mike Donohue, who is the Cape GOP chairman, and as Scott Presler will always say, Judge Mike, here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mike, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Very well. Well, you had to have quite a high, and I follow you on Twitter and some of your walking in the woods after that rally. I think the Charlie Kirk part of it's assumed, even the political part of it, and the diversity of the crowd as far as age and spirituality throughout was incredible.
No, it really was. It's been sort of, you know, such a tragedy, the assassination of Charlie Kirk. But when martyrs are made, movements tend to flourish, and we'd much rather have Charlie. But that's been one of the great things to come out of such a horrible tragedy is this kind of people being unafraid to show their faith anymore. We were lulled into this thing about being ashamed to say we're Christians and we're faithful. And that's over, clearly, which is a really good thing. And you're right, the vigil part of our rally at the end was just really so moving. I've watched it over and over again. You can go to the Cape GOP YouTube channel and see the whole thing. But it really was something to have, you know, Jack Posobiec and Cliff Maloney up there telling, you know, personal stories about their friend Charlie Kirk, and to have Scott Lobato unveil his big portrait of Charlie and his God and Country brand new. When we were taking it out of the car, out of the SUV, he said, "Be careful with this one. The paint's still wet." So was quite an experience in and of itself to be carrying one of, you know, Scott Lobato portraits up onto the stage. So it was great. We were still sort of on a high, and I went to an event here in Cape May County fundraiser a couple nights ago, and just couldn't get around the room without people grabbing me and saying, "Oh my God, the rally was just so moving, so great. Thank you for doing that." So, you know, it was important for Jack Cittarelli, I think, to begin that final stretch for the huge rally. And Jack said that as he was leaving. And I said, "Look, this is for you, man. You got to go win this thing." And now you've seen the big, giant crowds that Jack's getting all over the state. I mean, it's, you know, turning point USA Action, which is their political wing, is all over the state now. They're going to do two rallies before it's all over. Jack Posobiec was up at a rally in Bergen County a couple days ago, which was also packed. I mean, we had about 1,500 people. They probably had the same. And it's just this enthusiasm that is built for Jack, but to win and flip New Jersey back. And, you know, our motto is make New Jersey great again. And you know, it was great to have you there. I'm sure you saw the pictures I sent. There's a great candid picture of me and you laughing, which I just love. And your remarks were tremendous. And the whole day being at Mulligan's, and it was incredible. It was really a day that we'll never forget. And you're right about the spirituality from Pastor Matt Mayer, who's just so
electric.
I got to get that guy to say the
next year at Mulligan's, we're going to add an invocation before the panel starts.
There you go.
And it's got to be that guy. It might be a little bit long. Oh, my goodness.
Right,
yes.
Right. Yeah. Just
one request.
Tremendous.
And when we win, that we have a big event over there at Mulligan's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
there we go. That's the place.
Yeah, that's
where we have to go. So, wanted to talk now about early voting and how critical this is, Mike, because it's like the opening of a football game. You don't want to be in halftime down perceptually a lot. It depresses the vote, and turnout is going to be what this endpoint is all about. That's what it's always coming down to. Tell us about the early voting part now.
I would say elections are all mass in the end, right?
Right.
So, in terms of early voting, we have dominated early voting in the last couple of years, Republicans, and we need to dominate it this year. So everybody looks at the mail-ins and gets kind of depressed, but you shouldn't, because Jack is more than 3 points ahead on mail-in ballots than he was in 2021, and the Democrats are more than 3 points behind. You have to look at those numbers because they do represent raw votes in the end. They're getting 3% less mail-in than they got 4 years ago. Jack's getting more than 3% more. That means the guy who lost by 84,000 votes is absolutely in the hunt, and it's going to come down to early voting and election day. And
right.
We dominate. We absolutely dominate early voting. So what I expect to see, not in every place, but in a lot of places, I expect to see lines for early voting, and that's going to be our voters. I mean, we're pushing as hard as we can, and I'll tell you, I've never seen outside help and interest like I'm seeing in this cycle. There are more than half a dozen groups that I personally know about and have some friends in that are in this state driving the get out the vote effort. They were not here in 2021, and they're all over the state. I mean, there's one group that I'm more closely affiliated with that's in here now across 10 different counties in New Jersey with an effort that's not coordinated, that's outside of the campaign to drive GOTV, as we call it.
Right.
And they're just one of many. I mean, the RNC is in here heavy with tens of millions of dollars. The Republican Governors Association, the same thing. And boots on the ground everywhere. So I'm very excited and optimistic. I mean, look, it's not in the bag, and it's New Jersey. And I said this to somebody yesterday. It's sort of like being a Philadelphia sports fan. You go into a game all excited, and sometimes it doesn't work out. But sometimes Jalen Hurts has the best game of his career, which is what we're looking to have happen here as we move into early voting on Saturday. And I would just say to folks in New Jersey, go to the Division of Elections website. Just Google it, Google early voting. You'll find your county. Click on it, find your location. You could go anywhere in your county. It doesn't have to be in your town or near your town. It could be near your workplace. Early voting is not dependent on the town you live in. You can vote in any early voting location in your county. So it's important for people to know that.
Mike, one other thing, too. Waiting for the big endorsement, or I think Matt and I talked about it yesterday, in Lakewood, the Orthodox there that usually have gone to Democrats, Phil Murphy at least, and it looks like Jack may get their nod. And in Jersey, as far as I'm told, that is a key endorsement.
It really is for that area of Ocean County, but even beyond there, because a lot of sort of culturally and theologically associated groups look at what the divide there does and who they endorse and where they go. And that endorsement typically skews the vote there by, you know, it becomes a minuscule vote for the person who wasn't endorsed and a huge vote for the person who was. I know that Jack is aligned with their issues and has spent a lot of time talking to them about their issues, mm-hmm. and that, which is really Jack's strength, his authenticity and his interest in people's issues that she just doesn't have. So we're optimistic about that too. And if that happens, it has sort of a, I don't want to say domino effect, but it is influential across other communities that are important in terms of this election.
Talking with Mike Donahue, chair of the Cape GOP, closing area. Can't do better than that close with Kelsey Grammer, Mike, when we had him at Mulligan's that time. Just being up close, it captures Jersey, and it comes back to, and some people don't like to say it, I think the same kind of thing. Ed Rendell is the only local politician off the top of my head that ever wasn't from Philadelphia that did a good job of getting the vibe of Philadelphia. Jersey is even bigger, the whole state. If you're not from Jersey growing up, it's got to be very difficult. She just doesn't have any connection to it. And Cetarelli, 100 years of it.
Well, listen, in the end, it may be her position on pork roll that sank her. I mean, it really, you know, when you're running for New Jersey governor and you say pork roll is disgusting, you're not culturally attuned to the people of New Jersey. I would say we're scrapple down here, but I do eat pork roll occasionally. But I mean, listen, when you have a guy like Jack, that authenticity, and then you have people like Kelsey Grammer who talk to him and meet him and say, this is the guy. This is the guy who saved New Jersey. And, you know, they used to call Walter Cronkite the most trusted man in America, and that might be Kelsey Grammer right now. You know, he's just such a great guy, so authentic, so sincere, and that voice of Frasier, which is Kelsey's voice, to hear that, overlay to that tremendous ad that was put together, and we all need to thank Kelsey for doing that. It just really lends such trust and credence and credibility to everything we've done. And you're right, but have that in the closing days, and people, I think people, especially our people, but people who are on the fence, you know, we call them late breakers, and a lot of times they determine the outcome of a close race. And my feeling is, based on a lot of experience, that late breakers are going to go for Jack Cetarelli. And, you know, we have to run a perfect game, and I think the Jack's campaign has been really good. They did a great job in 21, and I think one of the great things about having Jack again and the team again is that they learned so much from 21.
Exactly.
And here they are, you know, tweaking those small things that can make such a huge difference in what was basically a 3-point race last time. And, you know, they missed that race, the pollsters, by 6 points. They had Jack down about 9 or 10 before Election Day, and it was about 3. So now they have him down about 3 or 4, and I think they're missing again. So we're in a great spot. We're in the hunt. We're on the threshold, whatever you want to say. We just have to close, right? We have to do the closing here. And we have Scott Pressler, who, that poor guy, you know, I told him, take your vitamins, man. Like, don't, you know, because he is just running. We have Cliff Maloney, who ran the PA chase, who's now running the New Jersey chase. He's knocked already on almost 500,000 doors in New Jersey. That's another thing we didn't have in 21. You know, we have America First Works in here, RNC, RGA. There are other groups as well who are very interested from the standpoint of saving our country and what that means if we flip New Jersey red, that are on the ground here as well. So, I'm optimistic. It's a sprint to the finish now, and everybody needs to get out and vote. We love early voting because we can bank those votes. It's less work to do on Election Day. If you will get out and vote early and pump it up, then that's less people we have to chase on Election Day itself. So embrace early voting. Get out there. You can go anywhere in your county and vote.
Yep. Mike, thank you, too. And thanks for that event. Again, you know, we get to do a lot of events. This is in the top 10 of all the time I've been doing talk radio. And particularly seeing you on stage and knowing the backstory and the people you brought there, it was one of a kind. It truly was exceptional in what you did.
Well, coming from you, Dom, I can't tell you how much that means. And it was great to have you be a part of it. And it was so much fun to get over there with Mayor Rosanello to Mulligan's. And I just only regret that it was too early for me to start drinking. But next time we'll share a beer.
All right. Well, book it a week from this Tuesday night. You got it.
You got it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care, Dom.
Thanks, Mike Donahue, the chairman there, Judge Donahue. By the way, here's an ominous sign for them. Mayor Pete is coming on the 30th, so that would be, what, Thursday? to campaign with Mikey Sherrill. Uh-oh, Mayor Pete's coming to Jersey. Oh, man. The guy that solved the Palestine, Ohio big problem, walking around in wader boots like a month after everything was clear off the ground. Yeah, playing cosplaying, yes. Yep, that's Mayor Pete. He'll be there with Mikey. Oh, man, what kind of crowds will they draw? Okay, phone lines. Well, Josh Shapiro's there this weekend. 855-839-1210. You can get on board. I'm coming to you. A lot of great things people have. Something. Oh, I see some. We've already gotten two or three that are incredible as far as something associated or a person. We want to hear some people, too. Henry, is there a person you think of when you think of a... I'll give you one. It's like a mythical figure.
Okay.
Karens.
Oh, yeah.
I think of them more of suburban there than I do the city.
Well, you know, in that same vein, I guess it'd have to be like the get off my lawn type
right.
of guy.
Oh, exactly.
A real Clint Eastwood type.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I also say Levittown. I mean, that was one of the founders of the suburbs. Okay. It's 855-839-1210. We'll get you on board. And we hope to talk. We've been really beating the bushes trying to get on one of these young women from Rutgers, where you hear, we played you Carville yesterday, saying Antifa doesn't exist. There's a professor there who's been called the Antifa professor because he writes about it. He glorifies it. Now he's had to take off and teach his classes from Spain because of the pressure. And they're going after this young woman and her colleague there, who I think are Charlie Kirk's, turning point people, because they exposed that we have a guy who actually, I mean, I looked at some of his stuff. It glorifies Antifa. Same thing happened last night to our buddy Scott Jennings getting into it because Cuomo has said, yeah, well, you know, I wouldn't put it past Mondami to be cheering another 9/11. And I don't know how to say stuff like this, even though, you know, I think they're debatable. That's a pretty serious charge. But Antifa and the guy who is the putative Democrat nominee in Maine to take Susan Collins' job as senator from Maine, the guy, the Nazi tattoo guy, he's now exposed as running a socialist Antifa gun club. Big time, high powered stuff. I thought Democrats would be against that. But his polling numbers have been so good that Bernie Sanders and others are supporting him. Yeah, so what? He was arming Antifa. He was running his own Antifa, so to speak, with Nazi tattoos on his chest. And they claim he's a man of the people. The school he went to, $75,000 a year. High school, boarding school. $75,000 a year. Now that is a Democrat man of the people. All right. Your calls are next, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. CNN this morning, Harry Enten, their top pollster, had another one of those economic nuggets. I mean, most mornings I see him saying that the polling is incredible. I mean, today's when we got some consumer figures, inflation figures, which are pretty good. They're down. The numbers indicate that he says in 2024, the height of the presidential race, according to Gallup, 43% of people said the top problem was economic. Now he says that's down to 24%, and that's across the board. All political groups, not just Republicans, conservatives, Democrats, independents, the percentage who say the top problem is economic has been falling through the floor. Same thing about inflation. All right, so we have pretty good inflation numbers, great energy numbers with gas prices. And if that's the case, that bodes well, because it's going to take more time to completely turn the economy around. That bodes well for Trump to get some space or grace on any number of other issues that are out there. I'm watching Sean Duffy on Fox, the head of transportation, much better than Mayor Pete, youtube.com/1210. This footage, Henry, and I'm looking here for it. It's just footage. There's a little bit of commentary. This is of the illegal immigrant truck driver. Yeah, this is cut 20. This is incredible if you haven't seen it. His big rig driven by this guy. I've not seen anything other than a vehicle that's out of control because of a malfunction even then. Just like it's a video game with this guy that he just bashing into anything imaginable.
So you're driving like GTA if you're trying to get away from the cops.
Yes, yeah, with a big rig. And I think three people are dead and carnage all over the place. Here's how the news covered this.
Now take a look. This is exclusive dash cam video that is now the subject of several law enforcement investigations. Shows the moment a red semi-truck plowed into a number of vehicles on the westbound 10 freeway in Ontario just after 1 p.m. yesterday. The CHP told the LA Times the driver of this big rig is a 21-year-old man who is now under arrest on suspicion of driving under the influence of drugs. A total of four semis were involved and also four passenger vehicles, one of them exploding in flames. Three people were killed and four others were taken to local hospitals. This horrific crash happened just east of the 15 freeway and shut down all westbound lanes for more than 12 hours. Thousands of drivers were trapped in the gridlock just as the evening commute was getting underway. It also happened near the Ontario airport, so the crash likely delayed people that were trying to get to their flights.
All right, Henry, you've given, thank you for this, or you and Kirk, who saw this?
I did.
Okay.
I saw it.
So, Kirk, you're reporting vis-a-vis the Philadelphia Inquirer that what, and wait a minute, don't operate heavy machinery with this, because in Philadelphia, I can feel the rolling thunder. The Philadelphia Inquirer over there, they must be, on the window ledge over there hearing this. What's happening with the ballroom? There you go. Yes. Yes, even higher. Yes, what's happening? Yes. Go ahead, Kirk. What's happening?
All right, so it was reported that that Comcast will help pay for Trump's ballroom.
Wow.
Which was reported not even like 2 minutes ago.
Excellent. So, yeah, I'm going to the Inquirer now to see how they position
I love it. Thank you for that.
Let's see. I don't see it prominently here.
Well, I can't pull it up in full because it's got a paywall.
Yeah, here we go. I see it. Okay. Comcast. Here's the Inquirer's headline.
Yeah.
Comcast is among major U.S. companies paying for Trump's, wait for it, controversial
White House ballroom.
Either Comcast or the White House has said how much the company will contribute to the estimated $300 million in the West Wing. It's among 37 corporations donating money to build this. The exact amount will be contributing toward this is unknown at this point. Comcast officials did not comment. Let's see. Despite the contributions, Trump has attacked Comcast's own media outlets such as NBC and MSNBC. Wait a minute. They're breaking something in here, too. The 90,000 square foot ballroom to be named after Trump. He hasn't said that. I just right. named it after Charlie Kirk.
And didn't I say there was going to be a sponsor? Didn't I say there was going to be a sponsor?
Exactly.
I called it.
Mark Infinity Mobile Ballroom.
The project is not without controversy. Trump lacked approval. They go off on all that. Ethics experts wonder why donors are looking for special consideration. And University of Pennsylvania Law School professor said a lot of concerns. Let's see, other things in here. Comcast joins the roster of all these ballrooms. Look, you can say, well, come on, Dom, Comcast, a huge corporation, et cetera, et cetera. I get that. But this is Philadelphia. This is Philadelphia's biggie. So I think I have David L. Cohen's number, and he's no longer at Comcast, but he's my connection to all this. And I once did interview Brian Roberts, and he was really good. But I was told, hey, you can't fool around with the big guy. He doesn't do a lot of interviews, Henry. Oh. It was for my book about teachers that changed a person's life.
Okay.
And he talked about this tennis coach, and it was really moving. And David L. Cohen set it up. I don't get nervous, and he's, but this guy, yeah, it was a little bit.
Give him the prerequisites.
I mean, when's the last time you heard him doing something like this? So
true.
Comcast is in on this. And again, they are... you know how big Comcast is. Remember when it came out, they were trying to buy the NFL as far as the TV rights to the whole thing. And people went, whoa, I thought Comcast was just a local cable company. No. NBC, MSNBC, they're a major player. All right. So thank you, Kirk, for that. Because here in Philadelphia, this is like, oh, man, that's it. Where are the protesters? Are they over there on 16th Street, wherever it is? You're going to see this. Philadelphia City Council, do they know that this is going on? So Trump is really drawing in even people in a hostile place like Philadelphia to contribute to this. All right. Let's go to Jesse in Drexel Hill on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Dom. How are you today?
Good, Jess.
You know, if you grew up in a row house like I did, you swept your sidewalk and you mowed your little lawn if you had one.
Right.
But out here, you use a landscaper. It's landscaping.
Yeah, landscaping. And I would say, too, I support even these Karens in the suburbs who don't want the leaf blower. That leaf blower noise and the whole thing. How about you?
Yeah, the leaf blower. I don't use one. I have a landscaper I got. I met a guy who cuts my grass.
Wait a minute. You got a guy cutting your grass? Yeah? Oh.
Well, I do my hedges and I do my bushes. The grass. Well,
do you do the edging? The edging is what I hate.
No, I don't. No, there's no edging. No.
Okay.
No.
You know the story. My wife, you know, it's a lawn she's okay with. It's the edging has to be like surgeons come in.
Well, you know, the edging kind of puts a frame around it. I mean, you know,
yes.
It looks nice if it's done properly. Otherwise, it looks lousy, but, you know.
All right, landscaping. I think it looks overdone. You know what I mean? It's unnatural, the edging.
Depends what kind of yard you have, too,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, bro, fanatic about edging. Oh, God, we have all the fights over edging, constantly with the edging. And down the shore where we stay, it's around the clock from 8 o'clock in the morning tonight. It seems like every other day on the block.
Oh yeah,
they're out there running up and down the edge.
You gotta make sure your little patch of grass at the Jersey Shore is
exactly
prime time shape 24/7.
Just put in rocks like a lot of those people do. That's the thing to do. All right, landscaping is a good one. All right, your reaction to that? Here we have Comcast now involved in paying for the controversial ballroom. All right, coming up, following the principle of Scott Presler, Commonwealth Court is not the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, but Commonwealth Court is involved in a lot of stuff that could cut it off with the pass that makes it to the Supreme Court that in large measure is objectionable, one of which they are very big in the whole thing in Philadelphia where cops can't stop cars because of so-called racial bias. In other words, Philadelphia wants its own vehicle code. And so far, they've succeeded. We're going to talk with a candidate running for Commonwealth Court, give you a little bit of his background. Keep that in mind when you vote, if you're going to vote early, mail-in ballot, or when you go on Election Day. This year, I'm going to be voting tomorrow, in fact, mail-in ballot, because we will be in Sicily, and I won't be able to vote there. We get back on, wait a minute. Now I got to think about that. Now I'm going to vote by this way. We get back on Tuesday night, allegedly at 4:30. I would rather vote in person. But you know what? Given everything, I'm coming back all the way from Sicily. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
No, I'm banking my vote tomorrow. I'm not counting. Oh, you'll be back there in plenty of time, Dom. You'll be voting by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Nope, not enough window. I wouldn't even do it if it was saying 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't trust it.
Wow. Dang. Okay.
Well,
yeah, I know.
For the reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So 855, Matt Walford, who is the candidate for Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court, will be with us. But your calls, we've got some great ones on what says suburbia. I don't know if Matt's a suburban guy or not. I might ask him that too. And we got Dom's Money Melody coming up. We get the winner today for the $50 gift card, too. So here's how you get in, 855-839-1210. Kirk, nice eagle eye there, though. Big story, Comcast is helping pay for the ballroom. Oh, the Inquirer's going to get more details than they get on Larry Krasner to find out how much money. And they say Trump's naming it after himself. That's the part I object to. We don't know that. I don't think anybody knows that. I've been talking Charlie Kirk ballroom since the opening gong today. 855-839-12.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Up tap. All right, Dom Giordano show. You know, we know about the Supreme Court elections. We were looking at Jack Cetarelli. You know how I'm looking at Krasner. I'll tell you about Delaware County coming up. In an off-year election, huge things. Mondami. Hakeem Jeffries, within the hour, apparently, is going to endorse him. Wow. After all this holding out, all this back and forth, telling us that he thinks the die is cast, that this guy's going to win. Or does it tell us that he thinks there still could be a little play for Cuomo and he doesn't want to be someone who, stopped him from winning? That would be problematic. Is that why? Or is it all of the above? Long story short, Commonwealth Court and the one case that identified, there have been several big ones, is a huge deal in Pennsylvania. And when you're making out your ballot, we can make a real difference in this because this is something that people may not vote for en masse. It doesn't pop. We have with us Matt Walford. Matt is a candidate for Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court on the Republican side and highly recommended, particularly people like Greg Rothman and others and all the bar associations. Matt joins us here in Philadelphia. Hey, Matt, welcome to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. How are you today?
Well, very well, Matt. When I took a look at your website, the point of emphasis that I see there is talking about being a constitutionalist, talking about what that means on the Commonwealth Court. Would you say that's what you're running on and an identifier for you?
That's definitely an identifier. Hey, before we get to that, two things. Number one, have a great time in Sicily, but you should definitely do the mail-in ballot because I just did it earlier this week. You can walk right into the courthouse, fill it out, and drop it right in a box. Done.
Yeah, so I am doing that tomorrow here in Philadelphia, Matt, because, I'll be back in time, but I'm not chancing this. And it's stunning, the more we probe this election cycle, how many things that really affect us locally, like the court that you're running for, they come up. What was your other thing?
Can I put in a vote for Auto Pen Ballroom?
Yeah, I like your style. There you go. Matt, yes, we'll put that. Trump could put the bathroom. He'll say, this is the Auto Pen part of the ballroom over here. Yeah, for President Biden. Okay. Yeah, you know.
I'm in Easton right now, and I've been listening to your show while driving for about an hour, so I'm actually at a Lebanese restaurant. They're supporters of your show, by the way. I had to take a break. I had to take a break from a lunch meeting where I'm meeting some of the local people in Easton, they're big fans. So,
well, I'm a big fan of their foods. And Jimmy Tyoon, who had one here in Philadelphia, was a friend that used to come on. So, to those guys, thank you. Thanks for what did you have, Matt? What was the prime food there?
Well, I asked, and everybody had a different answer. And believe it or not, the one lady said it was like a sub hoagie, like a Philly cheesesteak style, which I was like, well, that's not Lebanese, and so I ended up with a patouche, and I had to break to come talk to you, so I'll tell you how it is later.
Okay. All right, Matt. So, Matt, what are some of the, I know judges can't comment on how they would rule and all that stuff. Right. The one thing I associate with Commonwealth Court that's still ongoing, though, is this city council law that got passed that said that Philadelphia can make its own traffic laws. And I am a law school dropout. I didn't know if you knew that or not, but I did win moot court competition, Matt. So don't get too frisky here just because you're a big judge.
All right.
And
I'm not a judge. I'm just a lawyer.
Yeah, well, running for judge if you are. And Matt, it just strikes me the Commonwealth Court is really the linchpin because they set up these big decisions and what they write, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania kind of they set the battlefield here, and then the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania can bounce off that or let it go. It's a big deal.
Yeah, a case has to get actually, challenged and then appealed up to the Commonwealth Court for the Commonwealth Court to weigh in on it. And you're right about I can't comment on things that are ongoing that, if I become a judge and get sworn in January, I might have this particular case, be assigned to me to look at. So we're not allowed to comment on the particulars, but this court does deal with those kinds of issues all the time. And I'll give you an example of one that is important to a lot of people in Northeast Pennsylvania. They're very big on Second Amendment rights up there. And you had a big case that went to Superior Court recently out of Philly, but this one was out of Lower Merion. And it was a zoning case. And most people think that, Commonwealth Court, what court is that? And then zoning, that's pretty boring. But actually, this dealt with the Second Amendment, and it deals with preemption. And preemption is an issue that may well arise in the case that you're talking about. And what do we mean by that? So when the federal government has a law, that preempts state law. There's exceptions to these. But when the state has a law, that preempts local law.
Right.
Well, Pennsylvania has a state vehicle code. So unless City of Philadelphia, and there's all kinds of special rules about the City of Philadelphia, and I haven't researched this, but unless they have some ability to get around that preemption, that will likely be a big deal. And in this zoning case that was out of Lower Merion, they tried to zone firearms retailers kind of out of existence, not completely. They zoned and said, you can only sell in this little part of our municipality. And that went to the Commonwealth. The challenge was this is really a limitation on firearm sales, not really a zoning ordinance. And to its credit, the Commonwealth Court said, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck and lays eggs, it's a duck. And so they said this is really a firearms legislation, and they struck down most of that ordinance on that basis. So the Commonwealth Court is very important to protect our personal freedoms and private property rights. And that's the message that I send to everybody. If you think about how highly regulated we are. The Commonwealth Court deals with government stuff. That's it. It was created to deal with specialized government stuff. You got state government agencies and local government agencies. And what they do, in addition to other things, is they do a lot of regulating. And if you think, so what is a regulation? The regulation is the government telling you what you can do and what you can't do. And that's the opposite of personal freedoms and private property rights. And this country was founded by people exercising personal freedoms and private property rights. It wasn't founded on the government doing stuff. It was founded on people, individuals doing things. And this particular court deals with this friction all the time. How much government is enough government? How much government is overreach and unreasonable? And if you think about, we want a certain amount of government. We want good roads. We want police. We want fire protection. We want clean air and clean water. We want all those things. They're important. But when the government overregulates and overreaches, they're interfering with our personal freedoms and private property rights. That's just how it is. And once they start to regulate in an area, they rarely, if ever, get it back. And so you need judges on this court that have common sense, that value personal freedoms and private property rights, and aren't willing to just go along with the government every time because the government says so.
That is so well put, Mike. And Matt, I didn't know that Commonwealth Court, that was the driving force. But looking at your website, you are a perfect matchup because we're in an era. Of course, we've been in an era like this for 30 or 40 years of unremitting regulation at every level.
Yeah. The thing about zoning,
Right.
That's a form of regulation. Eminent domain, the government's taking your property.
Big one.
Elections law, right? Elections law is huge. Environmental protection's what I do. It's regulated to death. And so this is a common issue that comes before this court, and these judges are the gatekeepers.
Absolutely. Matt, what is your website? Do you have a web? Well, I did go on to tell people where they can go to learn more about you.
It's MattWolfordForJudge.com.
Matt, thank you very much. I'll let you get back to what was that Lebanese dish again?
I ordered a fattoush salad. I'm looking forward to it. So, but they have a lot of great offerings. I would encourage everybody to go to Easton, Pennsylvania. They got two restaurants across the street from one another, and they have great food in there. So,
thank you, Matt. Hope to see you in Philadelphia after you win. So we're on the bandwagon here. Thank you, Matt, for coming on. Thanks. I didn't know that about the Commonwealth Court. All right. So, yeah, even though Matt can't talk about a particular case, you get the vibe here of where he's going, how he's and what's the stuff of talk radio? Overregulation, over, you know, eminent domain, government intruding too much. Commonwealth Court has any number of those intruders on it currently. And I'm still waiting. It's pretty obvious, isn't it, that Philadelphia can't preemptively say, nah, we don't like the Pennsylvania vehicle code. You're driving around with a broken headlight and everything else. You've seen cars in Philadelphia without a bumper. We see this recently.
All the time.
Or a license plate. Who needs it? Right?
Lights, anything. It's just, yeah.
Oh, the cops are really going to mail them in the, they're going to send that, just like the guy who is involved with Miss Scott. Yeah, we're going to send it to his house. He's going to pay that fine. No, they should be stopped. And that's where you find guns, drugs, and maybe even in this case, Miss Scott. All right, 855-839-1210. I'm coming to you. We got a lot of really, I thought people would have a lot of suburban associations. I'm also looking for a person you might associate with all of that. And we'll get a winner today, too, for a big-time $50 gift card to Gallows. 855-839-1210. All right, time to your Dano show, 855-839-1210. You get in. Coming off the judge, I put on my top six, watching what happens over in Delaware County. Republicans have a real shot to take back a seat or two. Democrats saying, yeah, we're taxing you 23% last year. It's probably going to be something like that again this year because Republicans didn't invest enough. That's why we're taxing you. How long are people in Delaware County now going to put up with it? In Havertown, forever. The streets are, but you just have to go out and get gold bars off their lawn. I got to go over and check out the edging in Havertown. I'm curious. They probably have professional edgers even in the wintertime.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, of course.
Some of the bigger houses, for
some
sure.
Some of the bigger, yeah. Richard in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hello, Richard. Welcome in.
Welcome from Ohio. My answers some of the questions on why there's a problem with the suburbs. Why are the suburbs so crazy?
Okay.
And I think it's because they have a certain arrogance about them that they know better than you. And one example is when you went to that Springfield, Montgomery County school board meeting or something, and they got lectured.
That guy was right out of Central Casting. Richard, so a certain arrogance. Have a nice weekend. We'll put you down for that. That's one of our keepers. We went there because of what they were trying to do to the police. What are you doing here? Do you think you're going to barge ahead in the line? I'm not there to observe. I'm a reporter now, but you're giving me fodder. It's gold. Henry, if you can find that Springfield Township, Springfield, it should be in our system. The guy is out of, we'll play it in the next out of Central Casting. And the arrogance was amazing. Robert and Ben Salem, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Henry. Good to talk to you guys.
Same here.
Real quick, before I get to the side answer, I would point out to that moke that's talking about the Nuremberg trials that they already tried that with the January 6th trials. Brought in Hollywood producers, mm-hmm. brought in sound right. screen specialists from ABC, and it blew up in their face. So go ahead and pray for your Nuremberg trials, John, until you find a hobby. But you asked, Dom, and I shall deliver. I wanted to change my answer, and my person who symbolizes the suburbs would be Mrs. Kravitz from Bewitched. Now, there were two actresses...
Yes.
There were two actresses who played her. One was Alice Pierce, but she died in 1966, so they brought in someone named Sandra Gold who played her. But I would like to submit her character posthumously as the original Karen. She is the OG Karen, Dom. So
that is
I'm going to go
one.
With Mrs. I'm going to go with Mrs. Kraft.
I'm going to take your other off the board in your honor too, because I want people to know it was a brilliant one too. The HOA, the housing, the homeowners. Oh God, yes.
But I went with fun today, Dom. So you guys have a great weekend, man. I really appreciate the show, brother.
Thank you very much. How is it that both DJ and Luke ended up in homeowners associations?
You teach them as best as you can.
I know, and they ended up right there. Two out of two, one out of two, maybe. Yeah. Particularly DJ is not a fan, but 855-839. 855-839-1210. We'll come to your calls, too. A lot out there today. And if you're just joining us, Kirk's seeing that the Inquirer reporting that now we have Comcast. And, of course, you have people all over the place in media saying, well, wait a minute, NBC News, how can they contribute to it? Well, Comcast is a lot bigger than that. There's a lot of other stuff going on there. We'll see how big the donation is. But here, this ballroom thing, we played you at the top of the show. Mark Halperin, who is kind of down the middle, slightly liberal, saying, why are these people in Washington saying that they believe this is going to lose Republicans the midterms? That is preposterous. It's one of the silliest things being said. And the Inquirer now reporting Trump's going to name it after himself. I haven't seen that anywhere. That's why I went with the Charlie Kirk name on this. I do like the 45-47 lounge, though, or, Studio 54, a Studio 4547, something like that. All right, 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead.
They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.